Good afternoon, everyone. I call to order meeting 35 of the 76th session of the Committee on Economic, Social, and Cultural Rights. It is my great pleasure to welcome the distinguished delegation of Honduras, and in particular the head of the delegation, Señora Angelica Lizette Alvarez, Secretario de Estado por la Ley.
Secretary of State for the Human Rights Office and Law.
Excellency, Señora Marcela Arias Moncada, la embajadora.
The ambassador and permanent representative of the Honduran mission.
Those observing the dialogue via webcast, and also the distinguished members of the delegation. So before I give the floor to the delegation for the consideration of the third periodic report, I would like to outline the methodology that will follow for the dialogue today and tomorrow. And here I have to pause and to say that the request that was sent to us was accommodated, but this would come a bit with consequences in the sequencing of the dialogue. So I would kindly ask you to stick very strict to the time allocation, because that will be very important in order to be able to accommodate the exact and allocate the exact timing for the people who will be speaking online, yeah, on behalf of your delegation. So once more, a kind request to stick to the time and to try to observe the rules as we are going, yeah, because we prepare the timeline after your request. So to move forward, the dialogue will be conducted according with this timeline that you will be, I think you already received from the Secretariat. And we will following our four traditional clusters led by committee members constituting the task force for this review. But there will be a change in the sequencing of this cluster. So we will be discussing cluster one, two, and four today, yeah, and three will be moved to tomorrow, and that will be the major change. But as I said, the time is not reduced, it is just distributed differently, and it's really important to keep up with the time. So the initial questions will be posed by the country rapporteur and the lead member for cluster one, Mr. Ludovic Hennebel. Other members of the task force for this report are for cluster two, Ms. Carla Lemus de Vasquez. For cluster three, I will be addressing the questions, and for cluster four, Mr. Miguel Mancesidor. I think that another kind request is that the delegation speaks at a reasonable pace, and any written materials that you will be using will need to be provided to the Secretariat. And to facilitate this process and to enable us to cover the full range of issues at hand, I would also like to invite my colleagues and the distinguished delegation to speak in a concise manner. And as I said before, giving due attention to the time allocations, and I have to underline this because this is exceptional, this situation. So with this, I have the pleasure to give the floor to the head of the delegation, Señora Angelica Lizette Alvarez, for the opening statement. And for this, the delegation has 10 minutes.